بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Press release. What Hizb ut-Tahrir warned about 9 years ago became a reality. The Great Renaissance Dam causes the Nile to recede and water stations to go out of service. Translated. Recent images captured by the European satellite Sentinel-2 showed a significant drop in the Nile's water level over the course of a single month, leading the major water stations to go out of service. A report published in Ash-Sharq al-Awsat newspaper on the 22nd of July 2026 stated, quote, "The receding of the Nile's water this summer was not merely a seasonal change in river levels, but rather a crisis affecting the lives of hundreds of thousands of Sudanese. Drinking water stations were disrupted and supplies dwindled in several areas, amid fears that the repercussions could extend to the agricultural season and food security." Unquote. This was expected, and we in Hizb ut-Tahrir Walaya of Sudan warned against it. We explained the danger of Ethiopian Renaissance Dam, Al-Nahda Dam, poses to the water security of both Sudan and Egypt, and how the rulers of Egypt and Sudan have relinquished the rights of the Ummah when they agreed to the construction of this disastrous dam by signing the Declaration of Principles Agreement in Khartoum on the 23rd of March 2015. To oppose this dam, we held dozens of seminars and forums in which we hosted sincere water experts who explained the danger of this dam to the water security of Sudan and Egypt. In contrast to what the party did in clarifying the facts about the dam, the position of politicians and most media figures was supportive of the establishment of the dam and aligned the position of the government, which was complicit in allowing the establishment of the dam. In July 2014, a huge media delegation that included 32 journalists visited the Renaissance Dam, which was arranged by the Sudanese Ministries of Information and Irrigation with the aim of promoting the dam and being false witnesses to the crime that would be committed against the people of Sudan. This visit had an effective impact in conditioning people to accept the establishment of the dam when they listed its benefits falsely and slanderously. Furthermore, the media in general adopted a negative stance, even when Hizb ut-Tahrir presented compelling evidence of the dam's danger. In September 2017, we published a booklet entitled Al-Nahda Grand Renaissance Dam and the Threats of Water, Negligence of the Rulers and the Duty of the Ummah, in 40 pages of medium size. In it, we emphasized that the signing of the so-called Declaration of Principles between Ethiopia, Egypt and Sudan in Khartoum on the 23rd of May 2015 by Sisi, the ruler of Egypt, Omar al-Bashir, the ruler of Sudan, and Desalegn, the Prime Minister of Ethiopia, was forsaking the Ummah's rights and a disgrace and shame perpetrated by the governments of Sudan and Egypt. We also explained the dangers of the Grand Renaissance Dam to Sudan and Egypt, the anticipated risks and the resulting damages. The booklet then discussed the Islamic legal principle for dealing with rivers and concluded by outlining three violations of Islamic law committed by the rulers of Sudan and Egypt in colluding to allow the construction of the Grand Renaissance Dam. The concluding remark stated, quote, "The history of the Khilafah is rich in lessons on its integrity and its preservation of the interests of the Muslims by the strength of its political work, the elevation of its negotiators and diplomats, their pride and their forbearance, and their waiving and actual use of military force. It is sought by millions of men who aspire to die for Allah. It is the state of dignity and power that every Muslim must work with the workers to establish it. For a good life in obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that the inhabitants of the heaven and the earth are satisfied with." Unquote. For such a goal, let the workers strive. Ibrahim Uthman Abu Khalil, official spokesman of Hizb ut-Tahrir in Wilaya Sudan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.